A very good morning to you. It's an awesome day to be in the house of the Lord. We want to welcome you here to Little Swatara and just appreciate all of you all so much. And we just want to ask that you would begin to turn your hearts towards worship this morning as we prepare for a few announcements. So, Brother Gary, I invite you for announcements.
Good morning. Just want to highlight a few announcements this morning that are in the bulletin. Starting this afternoon, there'll be a worship service at the Little White Church in Mount Etna at 2:30. And also this evening, you're all invited to come to the fellowship hall from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock for an ice cream social. So come on out and enjoy that. Just a couple other things. You'll see in your bulletin, you'll see a disaster relief auction announcement program. Just note some of the dates in there, things leading up to the auction, and then also the dates of the auction itself. Also, you see in there the Rob's Twin Kiss. This is a youth fundraiser, and that'll be Monday, June 4th from 4 to 9:30. Make sure you take this little piece of paper with you. And I think there's only one other thing I'd really like to highlight, and that is, and this is sort of near and dear to my heart because I grew up going to camp. And camp registration is open for summer camp. So all those young people who want to go to camp, take note of that and sign up and go to camp this summer. Thank you. Any other announcements? Anybody have any announcements?
There is just one more announcement. Anyone interested or signed up to go to the Dominican Republic, mark your calendar for June 3rd. We'll have our first meeting together, and it'll be after the second service. So June 3rd, anyone interested or already signed up to go to the Dominican Republic, we'll have our first meeting together June 3rd after the second service. And that's for anyone even considering it, and also those that are already feeling pretty committed. If you have questions, feel free to bring it to that meeting, and we'll continue to highlight that over the next several weeks until June 3rd. But thanks for those signed up already, and we look forward to our mission in Dominican together. As we prepare for worship this morning, we know what we've already been through this week. We know what we've dealt with already this morning, and we just want to take time right now just to take a deep breath. So everyone inhale, and everyone exhale. And as we exhale, just allow those things that are consuming you right now to be released in the name of Jesus, that you can come to him with one heart, one mind, and one soul to worship him this morning. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for gathering us here in this place. We thank you for your love that pours upon us, your spirit that leads us into worship. And we just pray now that you would be with each of us as we continue to see your movement in our midst. And we just pray that you would be glorified through this service. And it's in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. rise for our opening hymn.
Amen and amen. It is indeed our Father's world, and we are so thankful to be blessed and be a part of that world. Have a letter to share from Camp Swatara. Love in Christ for your ministry to us. True servant leaders. Thanks, camp staff. And it has Rick, Sarah, Udo, Becky, Derek, and Ryan, and goes on to say, "Dear Bud, there's a sense of urgency here for writing this thank you card today yet. We were so impressed with your men's group and how much we got done today. I'm tired, and I suspect many of them are too, but it was, in all capital letters, a great day here at camp. Your men offered up their tools and labor in a true spirit of volunteerism to help beautify camp. And we did open the mini golf course this evening after the torrential shower. Thanks, too, for your leadership role in helping me to make this happen. I loved sharing your devotional time with the men and sensed a true caring bond between all of you. Please share this with at least your men, if not the whole church and Pastor Matt. Thanks for weeding." I don't even know that word. Preening? Pruning? Pruning, mulching, raking, blowing, heavy lifting, wiring, hook us, drilling, cutting, ripping, chipping. We replaced at least 236 lineal feet of golf course PVC wood rail ties. I think that deserves a round of applause for our men's ministry. Woo! Wow. I'm tired just reading what all they did. Great job, everyone. That was awesome. We do want to just highlight two additional prayer requests that you're not finding in your bulletin. We want to keep Richard France in your prayers. He goes in for open heart surgery on Tuesday. So please keep Richard in your prayers. And also our dear friend Mason Hartranft. He had surgery on his eye, a long road ahead of him for recovery. So keep our little friend Mason in your prayer as well. Are there other joys or concerns you'd like to share with your church family?
I'd like to share... Last evening, Bud and I went to a restaurant to eat, and I ran into Steve Shawl, and many of you will know Carol Shawl's his mother, and she's a member of our church, but she's been sick for quite a while now, and she's really in poor health, but one of the things he shared was how much this church family means to her when she gets cards and things from the church, and I just think it's such a blessing to know that we as a church family are lifting up people, and no matter where you are, you run into people, and they share those things. So I think, you know, just be mindful of how much that card or that note that you send out means to the people that aren't able to fellowship with us.
Amen. Amen. Continue in that wonderful ministry. Thank you for all those doing it.
We have a joy that, believe it or not, vacation Bible school season is very soon upon us. This coming Wednesday at 6:30, just a reminder, we have our teachers meeting here at the church. And if you have a calling and haven't been contacted yet to help us with Bible school, we still have several positions that need to be filled. Thank you.
And it's always a fabulous time with the kids, so please, please consider signing up to help. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your faithfulness to your children. We thank you for your faithfulness to this world. Though many still walk in darkness, your love continues to permeate every corner of this earth. And we pray, Father, that our love that you have provided for us would go forth from our lives to share with others. And we just thank you, God, for meeting us here in this place. You know exactly what we're struggling with right now. You know what we're dealing with, and we're just turning that over to you. We're surrendering it to you and just asking you to have your way, that your will would be done in our lives. And we just praise you, Father, that we can turn to you. We know that you are a God that hears our prayers. We know that you are a God that's present in our lives, and we know years seem to go past in unanswered prayers, but we know your presence is with us, and we just thank you for that this morning, Father. We think of those that are having upcoming surgery, and in particular, lift up our brother Richard to you this morning and pray for peace in his life, and pray for steady hands for the surgeons, and just continue to be with Beatrice and wrap your loving arms around that couple and let them know your presence in a mighty way. We thank you for our sister Carol, and just thank you for the cards that go forth and the words of encouragement, and just pray for Carol now that your healing would be upon her, and continue to uplift her and surround her with your love. And we think of Mason Hartramp this morning, and just pray that you would be with him as he recovers from eye surgery and the road ahead of him, Lord. You would be with him and his family and just bless them, Lord, and just allow healing to take place. We thank you for our sister Kelly, and just pray for her knee that you would continue to bring healing to that as she recovers, and just continue to search for you, Lord. We know you are with us, and we thank you that we can find you and that you're not a God that is not able to be known. So just thank you, Lord, that we can praise you this morning. We can worship you. We do lift up our sister church, Paxton Church of the Brethren, and just pray for their family right now. We pray for their leadership. You would continue through the Holy Spirit, Father, to lead, guide, and direct them. And we choose this morning lift up Brother Tim, and you know the prosthesis he's awaiting or perhaps has already received, Lord, and we just pray that you would make it possible for him to continue to be encouraged and positive as he learns to walk with two prosthetics. And I just thank you, Lord, for modern medicine. We think of the ice cream social tonight and vacation Bible school coming up and many other activities among us, Lord. We just pray that you would be present, that we would be seasoned with love and just sharing our faith and talking about everything and anything to those that come. And we just praise you for opportunities to have social interaction with others. We just pray now, Lord, as we just continue to worship you this morning, we thank you for who you are. We know that you are a forgiving God, and we just want to take time to confess our sins to you and also to pray for those things upon our hearts. So we thank you for hearing our prayers during these next few moments of silent prayer. Father, we thank you for forgiveness. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the empty tomb. And we look to our lives. We know where sin continues to creep in, and we do confess that. And we ask, Father, that you would help us to turn from that sin, to become more holy, to become more righteous, to become more like your son, Jesus. But Father, we can't do it alone, and we need your spirit to guide us. So we just pray for your spirit to fill each one in this place, to give us grace and mercy, and to lean on that forgiveness, and to continually turn from those sins that infest our lives. We thank you for being here at Little Swatara in this place, in this community. We thank you for being across this globe, and we pray that we would just continue to lift each other up, encourage one another, and be a part of this body, active and participating. Just thank you so much for volunteers, for the men's ministry, the women's ministry, for every man, woman, and child, for every family represented here this morning, for every marriage represented here this morning, and for those engaged. We just pray your blessings upon them as they prepare to unite as one. So thank you, God, for being here with us this day and every day of our lives. And it's in the name of Jesus we pray. And all God's children said, amen. Thank you.
As we prepare to take the morning offering, I want to share these words from author Lynn Miller, who wrote these words. The worship offering is a pure gift to God in thankfulness for what we already received. It should therefore be an exciting and major part of the worship service. Let's give our offerings with excitement and great joy. Let's bow our heads. Father, we just pray that we can bring these offerings to you this morning with excitement and with great joy, and just knowing that this offering is going to be used towards the work of the church. And we just pray that we can give with a joyful heart this morning. In your name we pray, amen. Thank you.
invite the children. Come join me up front. On a hot summer day, an electric fan can often help. Does any of you know how an electric fan works? You push a button? All right. What do those spinny things do? They spin around. They spin around, yeah. But like when they spin around really fast, like what comes out of the fan?
Air.
Air, very good, very good. So, does that air help cool you down? Yes. So when you like look at a fan and it's spinning and it's blowing this air out, do you see the air that's blowing out?
No.
No. So how does a fan work then? If we can't see the air, do we just know it's there?
Work.
It don't work. Well, we know it's there, so we know it works. One way we can tell that the fan is working, all right, at this point I would have a big fan with me and have streamers attached to it. I didn't grab a fan and I didn't get streamers. So imagine with me, we have a fan and we have streamers attached to it. When the air is blowing, what happens to the streamers? They float. I guess that's right. So like, they're like blowing straight out, right? So like they're shaking and all that. Can you imagine this with me? Kind of? Go with it? All right. So even though we don't know the air's there, we can't see the wind, but we know it's there because we can see these streamers moving. Another way we can tell that the fan is working is by when you put your hand in front of a fan? Mm-hmm. Can you feel the wind? Mm-hmm. Yeah? So there we know it's working. And then when the fan is running, do you hear it? Can you hear a fan? Mm-hmm. Yeah? So today, the Bible tells us that on the day of Pentecost, Jesus' followers were gathered together in one place, and God sent the Holy Spirit to give them the power to teach others about Jesus. Now, can you see the Holy Spirit? So they didn't. How would they know he was there?
Jesus,
good point. The Bible says that they knew Jesus. They knew the Holy Spirit was there because they could hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind. They couldn't see the Holy Spirit, but they could hear the sound of the wind. Just as, you know, we can hear the air coming from the fan, right? You guys with me? We'll go with it. Then the Bible tells us that they see a flaming tongue of fire that came from the rest and rested on their heads. So they couldn't see the Holy Spirit, but they knew he was there because they see the flaming tongues of fire. And so, like, we see those red ribbons on the fan, all right? So you would see the red ribbons on the fan like the flaming fire, all right? Just go with it. Finally, the Bible tells us that they knew the Holy Spirit was there because they could feel his power. When they were filled with the Holy Spirit, he gave them the ability to talk in other languages. So everyone knew about Jesus. They couldn't see the Holy Spirit, but they knew he was there because they could feel it. So like when you put your hand in front of the fan, you can feel the fan, right? Yeah. So the Holy Spirit's still with us today. We can't see him, but we can hear him because he always speaks to our hearts. And we can see him moving in our lives. And we can feel the power of his presence as he guides us through each day. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to be our teacher and guide. Help us to listen and obey as he teaches us how to tell others about Jesus. Amen. You guys go back to your seats.
Oh,
Our scripture this morning is found in the book of Acts, the second chapter, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Pastor Matt.
They had each seen them. They had come to believe. They knew that it was true, that this Jesus, this Messiah, this King of Kings, this Lord of Lords was real. And so 120 of them gathered in a room and they prayed and they sought the Lord together as one. And it's been 40 days since they've last seen him, and he ascended into heaven. They saw, many of them, see him go right before their very eyes. And they went out and gathered more believers to be in this room together. And they knew that they had gathered because this was where Jesus told them to go to wait for the gift promised by the Father, the gift of the Holy Spirit. So day 41, day 42, 43, 44, day 45, nothing has happened, but they know something special is about to. So they continued fervently in prayer. They sought after their God, for they knew that he was risen. Day 46, day 47, day 48, day 49, and then suddenly, 10 days after Passover, they heard this sound. It was the sound of a mighty wind. It was the sound as though there was an earthquake coming into the room, but they felt no wind. All they could hear was its sound. And they arose from their prayers, and each of them had a tongue of fire resting upon them. And they began to burst forth from this room and share the wonderful news of their Savior each in their own language.
Dios es bueno. 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 Dios es bueno.
Now I want us to be amazed in awe of the moment that just happened before us. Imagine that each of you each spoke a different language. And at one point in time, at a definite moment, suddenly you heard that sound of Jesus in your own language. I can imagine all of them were speaking at once as we've just witnessed. But you, yourself, in the language that you understood, would hear as if it was one voice. This was the day of Pentecost, the day that the church was born as a result of the coming of the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't know about you, but I like to expect things. I like to await things because in that anticipation, there comes great joy in knowing what's about to be brought forth. If you've gone to college, you know how poor those days can be. And it's always truly wonderful when a grandparent, a friend, a church, or a mother would send you a gift. But leading up to those days when you're expecting that gift, it was overwhelming to sense that something wonderful was about to come. But as we celebrate, we often consider many of those events in our lives that we celebrate. We celebrate our birthdays, often the new life that's before us, a birth. We celebrate anniversaries and we celebrate wedding days. And especially yesterday, you may have awoken early to witness the royal wedding. But friends, that wedding was nothing in comparison to the celebration of this very day. It was the summer, late June, and we were gathered under the stars. The place that we were waiting for the concert to begin had been a farmer's field. Weeks before, the cow paddies had been removed from these fields, and the fields were made ready for this event called the Creation Music Fest. As a youth pastor, you knew that your youth were excited when there were over 100 of them that wanted to attend. So there we were, gathered on the hillside, awaiting, anticipating, in great expectancy of the band we've been waiting for all week to burst forth on stage. And it was night, but the lights all went dim, and all we could see was red flickers on the stage. Our hearts began to pound. We knew that something incredible was about to happen. And the crowds began to chant, "Skillet, skillet, skillet." And from the sky, with a burst of flames from each side of the stage, smoke filling the stage, came the very powerful singer, John Cooper. And he sang those words, "You make me invincible." As he was dressed in a stormtrooper outfit, hanging in the air, singing to us the praises of his songs to his Lord Jesus. It's worth waiting. We know those 9 months of pregnancy tend to go so slow, but then on that day when you enter the hospital room and you are expecting that first, second, third, fourth child, every time it's in amazement, expecting, anticipating, being encouraged by the moment about to happen. So these believers, 120 of them in total, 30 times the number of people you saw on the stage this morning, were gathered in one room. Now think about that for a moment. I don't know how big that room was, but 120 people in one room, and they all waited in expectancy for 10 days. You knew something great was about to happen if they were able to get along, to be able to continue to be one, to be encouraged, and await the coming of that Spirit for 10 days. I know with family gatherings, we go away with extended family for just a weekend. and we start to get under each other's skin. But I don't believe that's what was happening here in that room as they waited for the Holy Spirit. We can sense the oneness. We can sense the togetherness. We can sense that they knew that what was coming was going to change their lives forever. Jesus, 10 days prior to that, before he ascended into heaven, before he ended his earthly ministry, made sure that people knew that he was alive. He appeared to many people so that that theory that the body was stolen could be trumped. That there was no way that the body was stolen because he appeared and many saw him. So on this day of Pentecost, which we know in the Old Testament, the Feast of Weeks found in Leviticus 23:15 and Deuteronomy 16:9 is comparable to this end of harvest, beginning of harvest that's happening here at Pentecost. We know as Pentecost comes to pass, 3,000 new believers come to know the Lord Jesus. But we're not at all surprised. There were the skeptics. There were the doubters. There were the ones who questioned, how can they be speaking in all these different languages and not be drunk on wine? But friends, we know the truth. We know that on Pentecost, in the Greek Pentecosta, meaning 50 days after the Passover, that this event was for real. At the end of Jesus' earthly ministry, as we talked about before, he was passing on the baton to believers. So if you look in the book of Acts, it may end in chapter 28, but the reality is the book of Acts continues into chapter 29 with the missionary stories of you and I and those before us and those going on coming after us. So imagine, though, that particular day of Pentecost, you decided you were staying home and you missed out on this significant event. This was an event unlike any other. It's an event that happens in each of our lives. The day the Holy Spirit comes is the day that we accept Jesus. It's the day that we say, yes, Lord, I'm making my life as what your life would represent in my own. And so when you accept Jesus, the Spirit enters into your life. You may have drank from a glass, and as you drink that fluid, it becomes a part of you. It's the same with the Spirit. As you accept Jesus, the Spirit becomes a part of you. But often what we forget to do is that it says in that book of Acts chapter 2 that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. This isn't to say that there's a second baptism. The Spirit is received at the moment you accept Christ, but it's our part to be filled each day. And so as we go throughout our days, it's important for us to say, Lord, fill me with what I need to get through this day. Only God knows what we're going to face, but when we pray, surrender, and ask for that Spirit to fill us, we'll be equipped. And together, we are equipped. But as one, we too are equipped. But the church can fail when together becomes a part. And so it's important this morning to remind ourselves as we look across these pews, we are indeed brothers and sisters in the faith. We are to be of one mind. We are to know the Lord Jesus as our Savior. And as we come together, we encourage each other. We go in the same direction. But the church at times can fail when we find gossip, when we find words being spoken behind people's backs. So it's critical that we encourage and support one another as the Spirit leads us to do so. That day was unlike any other, and the day the Spirit entered your life was unlike any other. We know that the basketball playoffs are happening right now, and you see how well Stephen Curry plays. Stephen Curry, we could liken to the Holy Spirit in the way he has the abilities and the power and the talent to do what he does best. And as believers, that Spirit that leads us, that guides us and directs us, gives us the abilities to do what God has blessed us with to do. And that, my friends, looks different for every single one of us. You may be a teacher. You may be a helper. You may be a song leader. You may be a pianist. You may be a deacon. You may serve in various capacities. But the beauty of that is the Spirit works all those things together to further the church. It's a beautiful thing, and when it's working well, when it's a well-oiled machine, things happen. So be encouraged today that you can pray day in and day out, Father, fill me with your Spirit. But now, as we consider those near us, those we may be acquaintances with, that we close our eyes in this moment, and I'm going to ask God to bring one person to your mind. So as we close our eyes together, we're seeing someone in our mind. We are seeing the image of someone that we have talked to. We're seeing the image of someone that we've been thinking about. And we may not know whether they've accepted Jesus, but we know that we can be a light into their world. So in this moment, I just pray that one person, just one person that God has brought to your mind or will bring to your mind over the course of this day, I pray that you would reach out, that you would serve them in love, that you would share conversation with them. But don't forget the message of hope. So as we open our eyes, let us remember that person. Maybe God has brought someone that you've been talking to for a very long time to your mind, and you've tried to enter into that conversation about faith. But with the Spirit and the filling of the Spirit, you will be given and equipped all that you need. So today, as in every day, be encouraged that the Lord our God is at work. Be encouraged that together as brothers and sisters, we can do this. As the song goes, I've got the power. So let's pump up the jam and make a difference. Would you pray with me? Lord God, I thank you for my brothers and sisters. I love them so much, and I know you love them even more. But Father, we confess we have our differences. We confess, Father, we don't always see eye to eye, but we repent of that. We turn from that. We want to be one, and we know that it's only through you that we can be together. For we know that we all have the common bond of Jesus our Lord. So Father, I pray for unity. I pray for oneness. I pray you would bring peace. You would let us be still before your presence this very day, and we would allow your love to consume us. Any indifference, any hatred, any talking behind back that is happening, we pray it would cease in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for meeting us here in this place. We thank you, Father, for your Spirit and filling us anew each day. And we pray we would go forth looking into this world, seeing people who need hope, and that we would be willing to say, yes, Lord, use me. Take me to that person. Give me the words to say. And then, Father, let us remove ourselves from the situation and allow your Spirit to speak through us. And it's to your Son, Jesus, whom we give all praise and all glory and all honor all the days of our lives. And all God's children said, amen.
Thank you. Brothers and sisters, let us cling to that rock. Let us know where our inmost calm comes from. It is from the Lord, our Lord Jesus. So this day, may that peace reign in your life. May you find calmness. May you find peace. May you know joy. And may you spread it like fire to the rest of this world. In the name of Jesus, amen.